Hello, this is JB East with JB West. The reason that we are JB East and JB West is because Jeff Brown out there in Normandy, JB West, was born in 1954, and so was I. We're the same age. We're both authors. We have so much in common. We've been all around the world. I'm James Bradley. I am JB East. I had been in 21 countries by the time I was 21, and Jeff was hitchhiking across China in his 50s. And we are here, JB East and JB West, to just observe the world. Now, today's title is Moscow Has the Evidence. And I just want to say before Jeff takes over, because Jeff has done an unbelievable job getting this evidence, that I found that some friends think that just because we're talking about what Moscow has, we are Putin apologists. I've seen this criticism. And I'll tell you, we're looking for facts. These, you know, could be all propaganda, they could be true, but we're gonna keep looking for the facts until we get to trial. Now, what Jeff is going to talk about, I'm going to mute. And I think James Bradley, JB East, is all done on this. And Jeff, I'm going to mute and you take over and tell us a very interesting story, please.
Well, thank you, James. First off, I think we need to know who we're dealing with. We're dealing with the Russians. Yes, they are very famous for on the battlefield for being deceitful and using the Sun Tzu's art of war and the 36 stratagems of war. In fact, there was even a book written about how the Russians drove the Germans absolutely stir crazy during World War II with all of their feints and fakery and trickery they really had the Germans running around in circles. That's on the battlefield. We are talking now about diplomacy and statecraft. And when it comes to diplomacy, the Russians shoot straight. They do not bluff. When Joseph Stalin said he was going to do something, he would do it. If Putin says he won't do something, he's not going to do it. They do not apply the art of war and the 36 stratagems of war, the two great Chinese works in diplomacy. They shoot straight. So when James and I came across all this information that the Russian Ministry of Defense is releasing about war crimes in Ukraine, with the Russians naming names, pictures, etc., I think we can take it to the bank that they have the evidence that they need to hold war crime trials. We also need to understand that this is not just, and again, this is not a bluff. We already have representatives from the Russian federal government. We already have representatives from the Russian Duma, which is the lower house of their legislature, saying that they, and also the Ministry of Defense, saying we are going to bring these people to justice. So this is really serious. You know, James and I, we had a declaration on war crimes for the COVID pandemic and the complaint that was brought before the Hague against Moderna and Gates and Rockefeller, et cetera, Boris Johnson and others, Tedros from WHO, et cetera, but that may not see the light of day because the Hague is unfortunately very, very, very political, but the Russians will not be beholden to the Hague and can conduct their own war trials, I would say probably likely in Moscow. So we, James and I, came across all this evidence that has been revealed after the Russians were able to get into some of the 31 WMD bioweapon labs that the U.S. military has been managing since 2005. And it's really, really shocking. We need to go back to a little bit about who the main player is, or the main puppeteer is for the United States for the 331 or 332 WMD bioweapon labs strewn all over the world, and they happen to be very close to China and Russia and Iran and all of the enemies of the West's many enemies around the world tend to have bioweapon labs close by. And it is done, it is managed by what is euphemistically called the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency, DTRA. As far as I'm concerned, it should be called the U.S. Offensive Threat Advancement Agency, Attack Agency, because they are managing these military labs, Department of Defense labs all over the world, supposedly to protect Americans from bioweapon attacks. But in fact, as the Russians are exposing for the first time with hard evidence, they are not defensive, they are offensive. I think we also need to understand that a lot of people don't realize this, as you just, we're going to be mentioning things like the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in the United States is also one of the actors. We need to understand that the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, the 22 Institutes of Health in the United States, including NIAID, which is the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, which is headed by none other than Anthony Fauci. The NIH and the CDC were born from the U.S. Army, and they are still in an integral part of the U.S. Army. They are controlled by the U.S. military. In fact, the head of the CDC is a military guy, Redfeld. So the head of DTRA, this supposed Defense Threat Reduction Agency, is Dr. Robert C. Pope, and he is of course trying to dispel the evidence, the unassailable evidence that the Russians are bringing forth to the world, and calling it typical, quote, Soviet propaganda, and all of us who are listening to this program today or watching it, the video version, need to understand that we've got to get over this idea that just because a country is communist or socialist or anti-imperialist, that anything that they say or do is a lie. That we've got to get over this, because we Westerners only represent 15% of the world's people, and that leaves 85%, 6.5 billion of the 7 point something billion around the world, who have their perspective on how the world looks and works. And by simply saying, oh, it's just, communist propaganda or, Chinese propaganda, we are literally shooting ourselves in the foot. So go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? So what's sure. the evidence? Give me, what's the evidence?
What has happened is that the Russians have gotten into these WMD bioweapon labs and have found lots and lots of documents. For example, the DTRA, these labs say that they are working, you know, on human infections like measles and hepatitis and polio and HIV, et cetera. But the Russians have shown that they are not working on those kind of bacteria and viruses, but they're working with tularemia, cholera, plague, you know, the Black Plague from the Middle Ages, anthrax, hantavirus, dysentery, tuberculosis, pneumonia, diphtheria. This is what the Russians are finding in these supposed veterinary labs and these supposed health labs. They have found that the Ukrainians with the Americans were trying to buy drones that have 300 kilometers of range and can carry more than 20 liters of aerosol to spray and be auto guided. Farmers don't need to apply aerosols 300 kilometers away from their farms. These were, and in fact, one of them, the Bayraktar, both the two drones that they were trying to purchase are for the military. The slides are numbered 1 through 7. So if you have the video, I basically have gone through the very first slide about the drones and Dr. Robert C. Pope and the biological agents that they have found. Slide number 2 is the kill shot. I mean, this is where the Russians are putting the rubber to the road, so to speak. And right there, staring us in the face, James, is the U.S. Democratic Party. And this is shocking for me because I am a lifelong Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat in Oklahoma. And I voted for Barack Obama when he ran the first time, although then I realized I got tricked and didn't vote for him in his second term. But anyway, we have on this second slide, it is entitled U.S. Coordination of Biological Laboratories and Research Institutes in Ukraine. And right at the top are the ideologues, which includes Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joseph Biden, and George Soros. Now, the Russians are not going to be putting this level of people as evidence if they don't have the evidence. So it is possible that the Russians in their war crime trials may try Obama, Clinton, Biden, Soros in absentia, which would be an earthquake around the world. They are the ideologues. Then they work with the CDC, which is US military. They work with Fort Detrick. They work with the CIA, USAID, which is another CIA front, and of course the U.S. Department of Defense and the U.S. Department of State, et cetera. They give the tasks, which is to produce bioweapons in Ukraine and make money off of it. As James pointed out, and we pointed out in our last installment, from 2005 to 2008, Obama, Clinton, and Biden were together in the U.S. Senate. And from 2008 to 2016, they were in the White House as president, vice president, and secretary of state with Hillary Clinton. They give the program to and the money, taxpayer money, to groups like the Rockefeller Foundation, which has a horrible history in terms of killing millions of people. Echo Health Alliance, which is Peter Daszak, who is very, very involved in the COVID pandemic. We have the Rosemont Seneca Hunter Biden's cover. We have the Clinton Foundation, Bill and Hillary Clinton, and we have the Gates Foundation, among others. So they get all this money, and then they go out and hire guns to go into Ukraine to build these labs, these WMD bioweapon labs, and create bioarms. And that includes Jacob Engineering, who probably built the actual infrastructure. They're like Bechtel, and all of these have mostly military contracts. Skymount Medical, who has medical artificial intelligence, and their platform is called Deep Drug. Metabiota, which is Hunter Biden, has invested millions in Metabiota. We have Black and Veatch. We have the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. All of these people have been given all of this money to distribute to third parties. And the third parties are some very familiar names, like Pfizer and Moderna and Merck, who has been a CIA instrument going back to the 1950s, Merck and Company, Eli Lilly, and then lesser ones, you know, Gilead and Battelle and Dynport Vaccine and the other smaller ones. They all have military contracts. They live and thrive on military contracts. So all of these big pharma, these pharmaceutical companies, have very, very close ties to the U.S. military. And of course, then the U.S. military gets all this information and they get bioarms. They were even caught, working on COVID-19 in Ukraine to likely weaponize it. That is slide number two. I mean, this is unbelievable, and I will put all of these in high definition, high quality PDF or JPEG. I know they're JPEG. They're images for the fans out there to see all this and share it. Slide number three: the Germans and the Polish were also involved. And the Germans also have a huge, not as big as the Americans, but they're basically riding on the coattails, and the Polish are riding on the coattails of the U.S. WMD bioweapon industry that the United States conducts around the world. There's just evidence here. This is Battelle. Battelle is supposed, they love to say that they're a nonprofit, but they get almost all of their contracts are with the U.S. They're a military contractor. The Germans were hiding behind, and maybe they did some rabies research, but I mean, how many German soldiers are going to get bitten by a fox, in the forest? Not many. But it gave them an opportunity to travel all over Ukraine. And again, why is the German military doing supposedly veterinary research on foxes? Why isn't the German Ministry of Agriculture doing this? Ministries of defense and armies are out there to kill people and conquer enemies. And not track rabies in foxes. The Polish were doing the same thing. The German military. Why did the German military send 3,500 blood samples from healthy Ukrainians back to Germany? We don't even know where they went, but we do know that they were shipped off. That is slide number three. And then James and I were absolutely revolted in slide number four last week, where the Russians have the, I mean, you can just see there's pages and pages here of the deliberate use of tuberculosis to infect Russian speakers in Donbass in eastern Ukraine. It's right here. It's all laid out. They have logs and signatures and stamps and seals and records of people who were working in these bioweapon labs, and what the U.S. military funded and managed labs in Ukraine, putting the most horrific, you know, weaponized tuberculosis bacteria on play money and tracts that they were handing out to people in Donbass, and play money. They even have pictures. The Russians have pictures of the play money that the U.S. funded Ukrainian labs were handing out to children and young people in Russian speaking, among Russian speakers. And there was a increase from 2019 in 2020. They had a big increase in the number of antibiotic resistant tuberculosis, known as super bug that no antibiotic can cure. This is, folks, in Nuremberg, Germans were hanged for doing stuff like this. And now we have, the Russians are going to show the world in their Moscow war crime trial nothing less than what the Germans did in World War II, infecting children, Russian-speaking children, with antibiotic-resistant tuberculosis. They've got the proof. They've got the goods. They are going to shout this out to the world. Then slide number five. Now we're getting into, Nurse Ratched and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I mean, this is absolutely demented. This is like bad cinema. They have found records in psychiatric hospitals where the Americans, and they even name one of the people that they found, Linda Oporto, an American who was working in these psychiatric hospitals, and they were carrying out illegal and war crime experiments on mentally ill people. Essentially, it was torture. They were doing things that would be defined as torture on mental. Can you believe this? This is our U.S. taxpayers' dollars paying for this. This is like a bad dream. This is like a nightmare from hell. And this is what the Russians are going to expose. So if you know Alinda Oporto, who worked in Ukraine, she is going to likely in absentia be tried in the war crime trials in Moscow. Slide number six of seven, analysis of sanitary, epidemiological, and veterinary laboratories in Mariupol. And here again, hiding behind veterinary, this is not the Ministry of Agriculture. This is the Ministry of Defense. This is the U.S. military who were supposedly conducting research on HIV and rubella and measles and mumps and things like that. Polio. No. They have records, signed records, page after page after page, where on 25 February when the Russians entered Ukraine for their special military operation, they have all the signed documents showing that orders to destroy the bacterial and viral stocks that they had, and the stocks included anthrax, tularemia, cholera, pneumonia, dysentery. These are not polio and HIV. These are weapons of mass destruction. All of these that I just listed can kill millions of people very, very quickly. So that's what they had in their veterinary labs, and they destroyed although the Russians actually did get 134 microbial samples from the labs that they got into, and have taken those back for analysis. Oh, it's just so depressing to talk about all this, but Americans and Westerners need to know the dark underbelly of what we do around the world. The last slide is almost like a Peter Sellers movie, where the Ukraine is asking the European Commission under the aegis of humanitarian aid and charity, humanitarian charity, just unbelievable, asking that the Europeans give Ukraine weapons of mass destruction, protection and detection gear. There, the Russians keep saying and keep warning the world that Ukraine is going to conduct a false flag using either chemical weapons and or nuclear weapons or nuclear material to cause a radiation exposure to many, many people in the Donbass area that the Ukrainians still control, and then as a false flag blaming the Russians for it. We have, under humanitarian and charity aid, asking for 7,000 gas masks to protect against chemical and chemical warfare agents, radioactive and biological agents. They are asking for 100,000 filter replacements for those 7,000 masks. They also want to go with those masks, 7,000 chemical protection suits, again, more humanitarian aid. They also want respirators. They want 5 million pieces of respirators to protect the respiratory system from radioactive dust, again, under the aegis of charity. They want dosimeters, you know, to detect radiation and chemical levels, 8,000 sets. They want hazmat detectors. All different kinds of kits for chemical detection, radioactive detection. Again, a detector for military and industrial chemical detection. Again, humanitarian aid and charity. Decontamination. They want decontamination kits for 80 people per hour. They want decontamination cabins, 200 decontamination cabins. They want gloves and backpacks, portable backpacks for decontamination. And then, very tellingly, they want enough potassium iodide tablets, which is used when after you've been exposed to radiation, you take potassium iodide for 7 days. To keep your thyroid from getting your thyroid gland from getting a cancer from the radiation. They asked for enough potassium iodide tablets for 7 days for 1,700,000 people. That would be a city like Kharkiv. That would be a city like Lviv. Kiev is bigger than that. So, James, I'm going to put these seven slides on our page. I will put, in fact, what I'll do is, if I can, I'll convert them to PDF. They're in high def JPEG images. And do you have any questions or comments?
I want to applaud you, and let's leave it like that. I think people need to eyeball this. Do you have a conclusion summary?
Well, I think, you know, there's the famous old North Pole joke about the Inuits. You know, they were called Eskimos, but I guess that's derogatory now. But the old Inuit joke about the about the two guys, you know, walking in around the North Pole, and they come across a big pile of poop and a big yellow stain in the snow with white hair all over the place and huge paw prints, and they convince themselves that there's not a polar bear nearby. And then they walk another 50 meters and the polar bear eats them instead of running. So when the evidence, if it looks like bear poop and it smells like bear poop and there's evidence of bears everywhere, then it's likely a bear. And there's likely a bear. And what has happened is the Russians are exposing that bear. They are saying, here's the evidence. This is incontrovertible. This is bulletproof. They are going to show this to the world, and the United States, of course, can do nothing but just say, oh, communist propaganda, Putin propaganda, Russia, 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 as James likes to joke. This is not propaganda. The Russians do not joke. They do not bluff in diplomacy, and they are going to show this and much, much more in war crime trials in Moscow, I would suspect. They also now have the Azovstal steel mill. Almost 2,000 neo-Nazis have surrendered in Mariupol and are being taken to Russia. Well, they're already there. Other in a Russian-controlled territory, I'm sure that they will show some leniency to the lower level Nazis, but the leaders of the Nazi regiments will also likely go on trial for war crimes. So this is a tectonic shift in geopolitics. This is a tectonic shift in international relationships, and it is pretty obvious that the West has lost control of Ukraine. They're losing the war. And now the Russia is going to make sure that they lose the propaganda war as well.
Jeff, let's leave it like that. It's amazing, and I thank you. This is JB East signing off. Good job, JB West.
Thank you, James. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.